Kate, I don't know if you've ever watched The X Factor.
Yes.
Well, if you haven't, towards the end of The X Factor, when the finalists have been chosen, they do something before the final show. They all go home. And when they go home to where they're from, they often visit the school that they used to go to, or the club or pub they used to sing in. And there's always a huge welcome for them, and they're asked to perform. Well, it was a bit like that for Jesus in our gospel this morning. He went home. They'd heard about him. And in synagogues at that time, they didn't have rotas for reading. Somebody would just stand up and offer to read. So on this occasion, when Jesus gets back to Nazareth, he stands up and they give him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah and he begins to read. And at the end of the reading, he just sits down and all the eyes were on him. And that's because in those days again, if you read, you were welcome to talk about what you've just read. So you were welcome to preach the sermon, in fact. So they're all looking at Jesus, waiting for him to preach a sermon. And he says one very short sentence, which I'm sure there have been times you wish the preachers here would just use one short sentence and get on with it. All Jesus said was, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So what's he talking about there? What does he mean? What's he referring to? Well, the important thing, I think, about this passage that we've just read from St. Luke is that quotation from the prophet Isaiah. Again, if you belong to any organisations, then you probably know that the organisation's got a mission statement. I mean, you're forever having to review it. I don't know why, because it hardly ever changes. Well, in this particular passage today, this quote from Isaiah was Jesus' mission statement. If you like, his mission action plan. So let's remind ourselves of what he said. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." And you know, that mission statement that Jesus first read out should also be our mission statement as members of his church. It's our duty to proclaim the good news to the poor. It's our duty to set prisoners free, to help the blind to recover their sight. But what does that really mean? Does that mean going into the prisons and opening all the gates and letting them all out? Does it mean actually restoring physical sight to people who are blind? And what is this good news, and who are the poor? Well, if we look at our situation today and our society, there are many people who we call poor. And it's not necessarily a poverty that's linked to lack of possessions or lack of finances. Plenty of people are in poverty in so many different ways. And it's our duty to proclaim the good news to them. There are so many people who are blind in our world today. Blind to the needs of others. Blind to what's going on. And again, our duty to bring sight to the blind And who are the oppressed? There are many people, both here and around the world, who suffer from oppression. And our challenge is to set them free. But you know, this passage stops a bit too early for me. Because you see, in this passage from Luke, we would probably have read it next week, but next week we're having the presentation, so I'm going to talk about it because you'd miss it. In this particular passage, the people who welcomed him to Nazareth, don't worry, the people who welcomed him to Nazareth ended up rejecting him. Is this not Jesus, the son of a carpenter? They rejected what he had to say. They even took him up to a high hill and were going to throw him off the hill because of what he'd said. And that reminds us that if we are going to follow out that mission plan, then not everybody is going to be open to hearing what we have to say or to accepting our help. I was driving to work the other day, and there was I always listen to LBC. Sometimes I'm a bit early and I have to suffer Nick Ferrari. But I usually manage to get a little bit of James O'Brien. And somebody was ringing up and they were complaining about the Archbishop of Canterbury. Because he'd made a speech in the House of Lords. And he made a speech in the House of Lords about what we could expect if we crash out of Europe with no deal. And he was saying that the people who will suffer most are the poor, the people who are unemployed. The weakest in our societies will suffer most. Not those who've got all the money. They'll be able to ride out the storm. And he also addressed the fact that people say, well, it's going to be short-lived. But if you're in total poverty, a week seems like an eternity. And somebody rang up and complained. A Christian rang up and complained to say that the Archbishop of Canterbury should not get involved in politics. That he should keep to matters of religion and not say anything about what's happening in our society or raise people's awareness about oppression and poverty and raise issues that might happen. And I found myself getting really angry. A bit of road rage, except it wasn't with another driver. It was with what I was hearing on the radio. Because if we're to take that mission action plan of Jesus seriously, then we must speak up on behalf of the oppressed, on behalf of the poor, on behalf of the downtrodden, on behalf of those who have little. And we must draw people's attention to the effects of what policies and plans have on people. And as we do that, we also can take heart from the second reading that we had. Because some of us will be good at doing that, and some of us might not be as good. But it doesn't matter, because if you're the foot and I'm the hand, if you're the ear and I'm the eye, it doesn't matter. We're all parts of the same body, and we can't do without each other. And we need each other. And just as a body needs all the different parts to function, we need all the different talents, skills, and gifts that the members of our community have got. And it's by using all those gifts, all those talents, all those skills to proclaim the good news to the poor, to set the captives free, to open the eyes of the blind. That's our mission. That's Jesus' mission in our world. But he cannot do it without us. Amen.